This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 603, Another Log on the Fire. Today's sponsor is Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2018. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2018. Over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. We're also sponsored by Funko, maker of the world's broadest selection of vinyl figures, from pops to dorbs, rides to mugs, and so much more. Check them out at bit.ly/FunkoATA2018.
Coming all the way from the exotic land known as Canada, buckle in for another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, a master of the fell and commander of demons, Fandeth, and everybody's favorite meat shield. Wait, meat shield? Who wrote this? I am not a tank. Ahem. The ever boastful warrior, Toasty, bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft. This is All Things Azeroth.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I'm your host, Medros. And with me, I have Toasty. How you doing, Toasty?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm recovering from the intense heat that we had over the weekend.
Yeah, it was another hot one.
It's finally nice and cool. It's just like, what's 19 Celsius in Fahrenheit? It's a nice 66 degrees.
Yeah, I was going to say 65, but yeah, wow. Compared
to the... That can't be right at all.
What?
Oh, I did it the wrong way. Compared to the 97 degrees we had over the weekend.
Wow, one more degree and it would have been a band.
Oh,
prone. Yeah. Sorry. It's your fault. You did it.
You did it. I just set it up. I didn't even mean to set it up. This is blame.
You did. Okay.
Fine.
And how are you doing there, fan?
I'm pretty good. Mostly. Yeah, pretty good.
How was your week?
Oh, sorry. I missed that because Toasty was talking at the same time, so I just kind of blended in. Week was pretty good. Continued some fishing stuff. Got my Underlight Angler. Yay! Another artifact that's not going to go away on me, I guess. I also did a few runs who's the second to last boss?
Aggrimmar?
Aggrimmar, yes. So a couple of Aggrimmar runs, and because we're trying to do Argus, but the groups I was in had tanks that didn't really know what they were doing or weren't geared enough. So then yesterday I joined a group with, what's her name? Fussy Pants, I think, from the Perky Pugs group. She was doing Earn Your Wings, hoping that, you know, we would down Argus and I'd get my head of the curve and my bird. But yeah, no, that didn't happen. We were close. We got to the last phase, and then, you know, we hit the enrage, so we all flopped dead. And then I had some family aggro that I had to tend to, so I had to drop out of the group. They were just making some adjustments and removing some, or asking a few people to leave that were not quite doing what we needed, so... I don't even know if they ended up killing it, but it was kind of fun to go do that. And, you know, it's been a while since I've done like a legit raid. I only did maybe half of Heroic and Taurus before things got busy and I stopped. So yeah, no bird for me, no head of the curve. And I'm just fine with that. So either this Saturday or the Saturday after, I'll try to join the 12-hour run to get my bird. And if all else fails, then I can just pay 250,000 gold or whatever it costs to get it, because I have that much gold still available in my Dalaran tune. So, that's it for me. How about you guys? How was your weeks?
My week was all over the place, honestly. For the amount of time I spent playing WoW over the past week, I got remarkably little done.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get into the groove on anything I was playing, and I tried leveling the rogue for a bit, and I got bored of that real quick. And I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to do the first aid achievement to get my field medic title. And I was at that for a couple hours before I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. So I stopped doing that. Then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to play my shaman and get it to her class mount, because I haven't done that yet. I got as far as getting to the Broken Shore and doing two world quests before I called it on that attempt. What else did I attempt to do?
Just before the show, I'm like, oh, I'm going to try to do my field medic thing. And I read somebody was saying that they tried for several hours to get the quest item from Suramar. I'm like, nope.
Yeah, I was talking to Jess last week. And I think she had, at the time, she had three items left, and she spent almost an entire day trying to get one of them, and it just wouldn't drop.
Ugh.
Or something stupid like that.
Gross.
Yeah, that. I don't know why that didn't cross my mind when I had decided to make my attempt at field medic. Because that was definitely after I had that conversation with her. What else did I do? Priest, shaman. Tried leveling my monk some more. Got as far as picking up my quest to get my artifact weapon. I'm like, nah! And the mage, I literally logged in and then logged out. And it was a lot of rinse and repeat of all of that for most of the week. I don't know. I think it's just... It's not a lot is keeping my interest right now outside of the stuff that's coming up. Every time I think of something I want to do in WoW, it's like, oh, sweet, this stuff is coming up soon. I can't wait to do that, or that, or that. Nothing in the current iteration is holding my interest particularly well. Which sucks, but hey, as expected, we're a month before release. There's a lot of people, I'm sure, that are feeling that same pain right now. What about you, Medros? What did you get up to?
Kind of winding down on the stuff that I'm doing. I know that, I won't say that I know, but I'm pretty confident that in the morning or after a maintenance tomorrow that there will be some stuff that will be no longer available, such as the gold missions on your mission table, also the artifact power ones. So I will have sadly failed on two of my tunes to get them to start to have concordance, or two of my artifacts, my main's second artifact and my Torn Paladins. Now, he was a boost once I got BFA pre-ordered, so I'm not overly surprised by that, but it's still, you know, a factor. There is just, I mean, all sorts of things that I wish I could have done, didn't really have the chance or time or whatever. Yeah, I don't know what I'll do after maintenance tomorrow on my daily stuff. I don't really feel the need to get Bloods of Sargeras anymore, or a lot of Ordal resources, unless there's something that is useful on the mission tables at starting tomorrow. But I expect that my gameplay will change as things are gearing towards BFA. So
now, something I saw being talked about a lot on Twitter over this weekend, because I spent a lot of time on Twitter, just bored out of my mind and just checking my phone repeatedly. And now, are you guys sticking with BFA or are you calling it BFA?
BFA.
Fan?
Yeah, BFA.
Okay.
The other thing, I could maybe get away with this in battle, but BFA.
Yeah.
Or we could just call it 8-0.
Yeah. For a little bit, anyway. Yeah, I'm firmly in the BFA one. BFA sounds
really lame.
Yeah.
Sorry to anybody that calls it that. I won't say anything to you in person.
Gonna pull the people in the work channel now. Are you calling it BFA or BFA? If so, at Fandeath. Because he said you're lame if you call it BFA. Yep.
Stirring up a pot, eh?
Fair.
But yeah, for me, they're not. I haven't really been doing too much. Just kind of going through the motions and trying to enjoy the last little bit before the new expansion, really.
So we talked a little bit about this in pre-show. Are you guys doing anything specific with your characters before the patch hits? Like I kind of saying during the pre-show, like when Cataclysm hit, I perked all my tunes in Teldrassil because that's where my journey in Azeroth started, and I wanted my tunes to be there when the world went to crap. What are you guys doing, if anything?
I'm going to bed.
Medras?
I might go park a tune or two out there, maybe my druid, but not doing a whole lot. I've intentionally not looked at what it's going to be like after the patch, so unlike Cataclysm, I don't really have an option to memorialize what's changing, other than Teldrassil, of course, being, you know.
Yeah. I'm definitely bringing all my tunes back to Teldrassil. Like, if I'm not way too tired after the show, I'll bring all of them. My warrior definitely is going there, because, like, that's where that warrior started out as. At, I mean, the warrior was a night elf back then. It's definitely not a night elf anymore. I don't know. I like the idea of parking those characters somewhere that has meaning to you. Mm. In an expansion where there's going to be a very big shift in what's going to be happening in the world. We haven't had a real world update since Cataclysm. We've had some small updates. But, I mean, what's happening with Teldrassil, what's happening over in Mordoron, that's going to be a big change.
Why is everybody trying to make me sad tonight? Marshmallows, Erlina.
Marshmallows, popcorn, wieners. Just anything you can cook over a flame. And just the flame.
That's five patterns. I could use some hot dogs and marshmallows.
Hot dogs, that's gross, man.
What?
Hot dogs and marshmallows? What's wrong with you?
At the same time.
This is the way you said it, like, it's just what I need. Hot dogs and marshmallows. That's what it sounded like, man.
You eat the hot dogs first, then you eat the marshmallows.
Jeez.
Oh, man. Oh. No.
Calm yourself. You know, it sounds awesome.
Hot dogs and marshmallows? That sounds disgusting. Oh, no. Okay, you know what? Let's stop. No, just go on to the first ad, please.
All right, then. We got the first ad, I guess. All right, so our first ad is for the great folks over at Funko. If you haven't heard of them by name, you've definitely seen their products. They make collectible vinyl figures from a bunch of Blizzard universes, Warcraft, Overwatch, Heroes of Diablo, and even more from outside the Blizzardverse like Firefly, Doctor Who, Sherlock, and more. I'd like to highlight a Funko Pop each week, and this week's is the last one from The Lost Boys, and this one is a two-pack. So we've previously done the two brothers, and now we're doing the frog brothers. Now, you may remember these are the longtime residents of the town who always suspected vampires and knew exactly how to deal with them. this is a really good set. I would say I feel like this is a Funko set that I definitely want to have myself, and I want to be able to collect them all, because that's pretty cool. If you like this Funko Pop set, if you aren't a fan of the Lost Boys movie, or like some people haven't ever seen it, there's lots of other Funko Pops out there. If you want to check out this Funko or any of the others, go to bit.ly/FunkoATA2018. You can check out their online shop and use Shop10 to save 10% off your entire purchase. That's bit.ly/FunkoATA2018 and use Shop10 to save 10%. And we want to thank Funko for their support of the show.
Okay, you can't somehow, we've never seen Lost Boys to us. Haven't you not seen The Godfather?
Nope.
That is completely beyond the point.
You haven't seen it's one of the best movies of all time.
Okay.
I've seen clips from it. I'm confident I've seen all the important stuff from it. How's that sound? So, what's going up on WoW this week?
Oh, my. It's a busy week. Busy week. Well, tomorrow is 8.0. AKA the BFA pre-patch, or if you're toasty, BFA.
No, I'm in the BFA camp.
Oh, okay. Well, if you're those other people that are wrong, BFA or BFA, I mean, be legit, say the letters properly. Moving on, it's going to be the Battleground bonus event. That's going to be from July 17th to the 23rd. And the Auction House Dance Party is going to be on July 22nd. And, you know, people are going to be going crazy in Auction House dancing because they got so much money. But wait, there's more. Oh, wait, I already said that the pre-patch comes out.
I just noticed that.
I goofed this. But wait, there's more. So with the pre-patch coming out, people are getting all hyped up for BFA. There's going to be a BFA dev interview on Thursday. So, yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your favorite Ian Hesekostas and probably Devilor shooting the questions for him and trolling him like he always does.
Right. So some of the things are coming with this pre-patch. Stat Squish is coming with this patch, I believe. A bunch of the class changes are going to be in there too, so check out all those changes. War mode, I believe, is in the pre-patch as well, according to these patch notes.
Yeah.
And the thing where you look different, character customization. Some of the available
characters.
Yeah, upright orcs. Blood elves have golden eyes now.
Yeah.
Among other things.
One of the other things is the Legion PvP postseason. So the PvP season ends today, end of day today or whatever. So they're going to have like a postseason thing as well where you can get other gear for the launch of BFA. Sorry, Toasty.
Oh, that's all good. We're also getting some of the new social features, which includes communities and the updated voice chat, which is now available in all groups, which is cool. It's a far cry from the original iteration of voice chat in WoW. Definitely. Go check that out if you are so inclined. Another thing that's changing is that the personal loot for everybody thing is going live. That will not apply if you enter an instance where you are 10 levels or more above the maximum level of the content, but that's called legacy loot mode. So if you're going through an
SOO.
Yeah, if you're going through Siege of Orgrimmar and you're at 110, you'll still get the legacy loot.
One thing that it said in the post is don't forget update your drivers. And one of the things that they were talking about was to update to the latest DirectX 12 drivers. AMD and Intel GPUs default to DirectX 12. I didn't even know that there was a 12. Like, I'm still stuck in the 10 days, I think. But NVIDIA remains at DX11 with an option to update it at a later time. So definitely, like, there's going to be newer system requirements coming with this pre-patch. So just make sure that you're all up to date.
And of course, we're going to be getting the new quest lines within Lorder on Intel. So that's going to unfold until August 14th. It doesn't actually begin until July 24th. So next week. So I don't have to worry about moving all my tunes over, apparently. I got a week to move them all to Teldrassil.
There you go.
So
one per day.
We have a week-long move-up party for Sylvanas?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, she's already in Orgrimmar. She's moved out. She had moved out of Undercity for a while.
That's very true.
So a move-up party for the rest of her people. Gotcha.
There you go.
Poor souls. I mean, not like I've really been there in forever, but I wonder where. I haven't gone into there in the PTR or the beta. I wonder where you get the heirloom gear from then, and because that was all in Undercity, I thought.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Because it was in Orgrimmar for a while. I think.
I imagine they've moved that vendor to Orc.
Yeah. That's kind of the main place for Horde, because that's where you turn on or off war mode.
Yeah. It just occurs to me that I kept meaning to go make a new Night Elf or Forsaken just to see what happened with their starting zones. I'm going to assume that it's phased content. That just makes sense.
Probably, yeah. Because that'd be so crazy to, you know, go through all of that rigmarole for the first 10 or 20 levels.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So Gil says it's going to stay the same until you hit 110. That makes sense. Cool. So
never hit 110. Check. I already did.
I'll just make baby Night Elf. Park it in Teldrassil. That way Teldrassil is never going to change. It's always going to be unburdened, unbent, and unbroken.
I'm sure there'll be a dragon there you can talk to.
Is there a dragon on Teldrassil?
There's always dragons when anything changes.
What's that? Sorry?
I said Rathian hangs out there.
No.
Maybe.
What was it that you said, Metros?
No, there's always a bronze dragon kicking around. And anywhere that changes, you can look at the way it was.
That's true. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense then. Teldrassil will always be the old way for me then. Anyway.
What do we have next here? I got lost in my notes.
We did mention that communities were coming in with this patch. I just wanted to tell us a bit more about communities.
Sure. So the way I could best describe this is it's sort of like the groups you have in Battle.net and also the mix of the stuff you had in D3. Basically, it's a non-guild group. And unless you can basically create and join, manage multiple groups of friends and family. So if you want to maintain your current guild but have a community of people who are outside of that, you can. Now, this does need to be, like, if you create a World of Warcraft community, it is faction-based.
Right.
Whereas the Blizzard group is non-faction, not even gaming-specific. So basically, you can choose to have a group that is Alliance or Horde. I kind of wish they'd have a separate one, like an option for a bifactional group, but I guess that's already Blizzard group. So
yeah,
and you can manage that. You take care of that through the Guilds and Communities tab, and I think that's going to be in game. Where's that in the Battle.net launcher?
It'll be in game.
Okay, just the picture shows like the Blizzard group. And then the Warcraft community, and it seemed like it was kind of an Battle.net launcher kind of thing, but, or Blizzard launcher, sorry.
It's also worth noting that the community feature is only going to be specific to the individual characters that are part of the community. So if I join a community and my warrior, my dirty, dirty paladin will not be part of that group.
So you won't be able to be part, you won't be able to be part of that group while you're on that character.
Right, unless the paladin were to join that group.
And of course you would. Who doesn't want your paladin in there?
Any sensible person wouldn't want the paladin in there.
I see.
I mean, it's level 10. What good is it? I can't even argue that, can you?
It is good for very low heals.
Yeah, okay. I think I'll just bandage myself. Probably more effective. Except I won't be able to post Ado because I'm not a tailor. I can't make bandages anymore.
I'm sure you can buy them in the auction house.
What kind of sucker is going to buy bandages?
This is true. This is very true.
Oh, speaking of bandages, that's like healing yourself. I'd read in the patch notes about potions, like health potions, are on a separate timer than health stones.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, if I still raided, that would be amazing. Because I always just use the potions.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, A, after a while you weren't there anymore, and that was our only warlock.
Yeah.
And B, the potions tended to heal more than the lock rocks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And let's face it, it was me playing, so I always needed heals. Because either my internet was being no good and I was standing in fire without knowing I was standing in fire, or B, I was being terrible. It was one of the two.
How's your internet with Shaw?
Fantastic. I haven't DC'd once. It's amazing.
What? Wow.
Still consistently over 150 down. Oh, I love it. Love it. Anyway, we're a little off topic here.
A little bit.
Just our normal amount.
Yeah. Let's bring it back with some talk about some new merch that's coming out. And we don't normally talk about possible new merch that's coming out. But I mean, this is kind of time sensitive because it's a calendar.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you did there.
I mean, no one's going to buy a 2019 calendar halfway through 2019.
No, that's true.
So, yeah, we're gonna get a new calendar in 2019. It looks like it's a 16-month calendar, so it's good for a while. What's cool about this is it features some pretty wicked-looking art. Some of it looks specific to BFA, because we've got some Queen of Jara stuff and some Jaina stuff going on there. There's some other stuff that's not so BFA relevant, like Illidan is there. He's not a relevant lore character anymore. It's not a spoiler anymore at this point, is it?
I don't think so.
No, yeah, he's doing some time with the Titans. Looks like we're gonna see some before and after pictures of Teldrassil. That very really cool looking art that they featured while when they announced BFA. So yeah, new calendar. That's kind of cool. Another thing they talked about in this Wowhead post was some animated shorts potential. And of course today we had that confirmed because the trailer came out and that trailer was amazing. So looks like it'll be a 3-part series of shorts featuring Ajara, Sylvanas, and Jaina. And it's not so much, I mean, obviously there's going to be some focus on to what we are expecting from each character going into BFA, but also looks like it delves into each character's past. We see some clips within that trailer of Ajara pre-Naga, and we also see some clips of Sylvanas pre-not being dead, or pre-being dead.
Dark Ranger.
Yeah. And I'm sure there were also some historical tidbits about Jaina, but it's hard to tell with her. because she looks pretty much the same. I didn't notice any clips where she had all blonde hair again. Well, either way, I'm looking forward to this, to these tidbits. I really enjoyed them going into Legion and into Worlds of Draenor, and it'll be cool to get some more lore information about Ajara, especially.
Yeah. I'm glad you caught the trailer coming out, because I was just looking for that in the work chat that I posted it. So I was going to just add it to the notes just like last minute. But hey, you're right there.
I in my head, when I was putting together, when I was divvying up the topics and all that, like, oh, it mentions the trailer here. It mentions the animated short series, so we'll talk about the trailer here too.
Yeah.
I didn't decide, I didn't bother.
Yeah. And just reading the image from the site, it says bonus images from September to December 2018. So get on that quick, because you'll get the calendar. The 16 months starts in September. Just after BFA comes out.
Oh, so you'll get some use out of it now.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. Gee, I got myself all confused. Anyways, so there was another post this week on Wildhead went and previewed the new class ability animations coming tomorrow in the BFA pre-patch. And I have to say, I'm super excited for Demo Locks. Yeah, I'm re-rolling Demo because it looks awesome. And, like, all the pets, amazing.
There was one ability that they showed off there that I was really looking forward to that made me think, you know what? Maybe paladins aren't so bad. They updated the animation for Holy Light, so it shows them leafing through a book.
Oh, yeah?
And that animation looked really good, but apparently it was removed during the beta. Uh-huh. So I guess there goes every reason I had to level a paladin.
Well, you have one reason. Medros is leveling that warlock, right?
But we didn't give him a time limit. He's never going to do it. I have zero faith that's going to happen. Am I wrong?
Have a little faith, Toasty. Have a little faith.
Okay, I have one faith.
How about we say by the end of 2018?
No.
That's pretty fair. That's so much time.
No, that's not.
That's like half a year, dude.
Yes, but now I've got an expansion coming in like 3 or 4 weeks, well, whatever it is.
You said that you're going to be bored for the next month, so get on that.
Yeah. Just get it to 110 before BFA.
You almost said BFA.
I know, I didn't. Oh, God, I feel dirty.
Better have a shower tonight, dude.
Yeah. You got a month until BFA. You said yourself that your playstyle's going to have to change a little bit because there's not going to be any artifact power or gold missions. That sounds like the perfect thing to do, honestly.
Yeah. He laughs.
I do laugh.
I mean, I'd level my paladin, but like, I don't have access to Dark Irons right now. So they'll have to wait until Dark Irons are available. I did not agree to the race of Paladin Erlina.
So do Dark Irons come out tomorrow?
No.
Okay, that's actually coming with the expansion.
Yeah, and at a later point in the expansion, from what I understand.
Ugh, that's unfortunate.
I know, right? I mean, that's my Paladin race. And I won't be able to play it.
I'm already 40 levels ahead of you, so better get started as soon as it comes in.
Well, technically you're 20 levels ahead of me.
Well, currently you have nothing, so I'm 40 levels ahead of you.
No, I have 10. So 30 levels, if we're going to be real technical about it.
Fine.
What level is your warlock, Metros?
I think it's 40. Let me see.
Oh, okay.
Zeph, I'm being so slow because paladins are so slow.
It's only 30. My apologies.
Oh, okay. So I have like 65 levels on me, is what you're saying?
You got a head start.
You don't know.
Head start?
You had yours already like 60 or something when we started this.
No, I was doing Warlords content on that because I've actually raided on that character before.
See, so you were like so far ahead of me.
So? Forethought. Foresight.
I couldn't. I didn't have a Void Elf to make.
Well, that's your excuse. Now you do, so you can work on it. See, Toasty has a valid excuse, because there is no Dark Iron right now. So you can't really do that, but there's a Void Elf for you. It's just waiting.
My demon keeps dying on me. It's annoying.
Well, maybe you should health funnel it.
That requires reminding that. Whatever.
Keybind.
Whatever.
I think mine is on zero, because I don't do it very often, and yeah.
Wait, zero along the top row?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't use it.
Oh, just personally, I've never bound anything past the six key.
Oh.
And usually just bound like anything else that would be on that bar to my mouse.
Actually, I lied, because zero is fear, and nine is the instant fear thing. So, and then minus was always drain soul. Eight is always life tap, I think.
Okay.
I don't even know. Maybe plus? No, plus was always drain life. I don't know. Maybe I don't even use that because it's garbage.
See, for me, R is always whatever. Like, I try to make my keybinds transfer across characters when possible.
Yeah.
So T is always my interrupt, for example. If I have, if that class has an ability that interrupts. R is any ability that slows, because that's what I bound hamstring to for the longest time.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't even rebind those keys. The only thing that I rebound was, I think, middle mouse button is run, or walk, or yeah, run. Like auto run or whatever.
Yeah, that would work.
See, there is one thing I've achieved this week, actually. I completely forgot about this. I have now over 3 million gold again on the line side.
Ooh. Hello. How are you?
Good.
I'm smiling like an idiot right now. You can't see it, but.
Okay.
I'm just.
I'm getting close to the amount I need for that 5 million gold mount.
Yeah, just two more.
Yeah, I'll get there. You know, by 2025 or so. Now that there's not gold missions in this next expansion, that's gonna be slow roll, man.
Just the world quests. What else are you gonna do?
You can go fishing and sell the fish, because that's profit.
Yeah, I guess.
Just find the fish that you need for cooking the good fish, and that'll sell like crazy. You can even level your cooking and sell that cooked fish.
Yeah, perhaps. We'll see.
True story.
I don't know. Well, I'm confident there'll be some way I can earn some gold in this expansion. Somehow. Some way.
I believe in you.
Alright.
We should probably move on instead of, you know, straying off topic again like we always do.
Sure. One thing that is new in the last few days is that once the Battle for Azeroth pre-patch launches, the vendor that sold tokens that granted a random legendary for Legion will now actually allow you to purchase specific legendaries if you want to complete your collection.
Pay to win! Pay to win! No, I'm kidding.
Sure, I guess.
No, it's legitimately not. I just felt like being ridiculous. Don't mind me.
You were very successful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
But yeah, so I do know people who have grown frustrated at the lack of completionist in their legendary selection. So this is definitely good for people like that and those who just want to have them all. So go visit Arcanomancer Vridiel in Vidalran with your 1,000 waking essences to get your new artifact.
See, I don't like. I get being a completionist. That's great. I don't know why you'd want to be a completionist with legendaries, because like you can't delete them. It's literally just gonna take up backspace, and there's no achievement for getting all the available legendaries?
Not yet.
I mean, true.
So, another thing we mentioned is that many sources of artifact power will now grant waking essences instead. So those who want to farm up enough to get more legendaries or complete their collection can do so easier.
Yay! That means I might be able to get a second legendary on the good fan.
On OG fan?
OG fan, yo.
Yeah, let's pretend he never said that.
let's do that.
Hot dogs and marshmallows.
Oh, no, why? Why?
What was that other thing that we talked about around Thanksgiving?
Oh, no. Oh. It was Jell-O with carrots in it or something stupid like that?
Orange Jell-O?
I think so, maybe. Like it was Jell-O with something crunchy in it. Which is just no.
Oh, you did this to yourself.
Like Jell-O with some sort of fruit in it, maybe?
Oranges? I don't know.
Kiwi? Like, something like that. Jell-O's terrible anyway, so whatever. Anyway, I don't want to think about that stuff anymore because gross. Instead, I want to talk to you guys about the collector's edition. I finally pre-ordered that yesterday.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Guy looked at me like, you gotta get close. Like, not really? It's a month away? I feel like that's not close. I feel like that's not cutting it close.
So you order from EB Games, I assume?
Yeah.
From my experience, they have a deadline of, what was it? I think it was like 2 months out to get their pre-order stuff into Blizzard to ensure they actually get copies.
Oh. Oh, well. He let me pre-order it anyway.
So, yeah, you were definitely cutting it close.
Fine. It's fine. It's in Garden City, EB Games. Nobody goes there. That means they'd have to go to Garden City, and no one wants to do that. Hell, look at the employees didn't want to do that. Anyway, I get the pre-order. It's all good and dandy. And then Fan goes ahead and throws this link in the show notes. I'm like, well, why didn't I just do that? Because I can just buy the collector's edition on the Gear Store. It would have made life so much simpler.
And in fairness, they do ship out very fast. Like, they could ship it out Friday, and you probably get it Monday morning.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like I'm overly concerned to begin with, because I did the digital pre-order.
Mm-hmm.
So getting the physical collector's edition is just going to result in extra money in my account.
Well, not like you'll ever use that. I mean, I can't imagine you'd ever use that, right?
Actually, funny story. I haven't spent any money on Overwatch or like any loot box or Hearthstone cards or anything like that in a while.
Are you feeling okay?
No, I'm a homeowner now. That's what happened. I have to prioritize my spending.
Wow. At the bottom of this link, it says you may also like World of Warcraft Horde Incredibuilds wood model. And then World of Warcraft Alliance Incredibuilds wood model.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Can I use my BlizzBucks for that?
No.
No, I know I can't.
Now, with purchasing from the Gear Store, you'd also probably have to pay duty on it, right?
Duty, shipping, all that other stuff.
Yeah.
So for Canadians, not necessarily the greatest idea.
Yeah.
But hey.
I pre-ordered through, I don't know if it was EB, I think, it was EB Games, because Amazon.ca did not have it ever. And it's free shipping through the EB Games website.
There you go.
So,
I'm just getting it from them in store.
Yeah, I don't really want to go to the store to get it. I'll just let them mail it to me, because it makes no difference to me whether I get it you know, August 14th, maybe, or August 21st, or whenever I get it, because I still have the game.
Yeah. But yeah, if you, like me, have put off your pre-order for Collector's Edition, and you want the physical Collector's Edition, just head over to the Blizzard store, because they can do that for you. They can hook you up good. Indeed. Just like if you're Canadian, just remember duty, and shipping is going to be ridiculous.
Yes.
But if you're American or in the EU, because they've got the fancy EU store now.
That's true, yeah.
I didn't even check if it's available in the EU store. Don't mind me, I'm checking now. if it would let me go there. You know what? It might be there. If you're in the EU, go check it out. It might be there too. Anyway. Yes, oh, wow. That's it. Go figure. There's not a lot of news. There's just a lot of big news.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of news. There's just a couple pieces of big news. Like, you know, BFA pre-patch. Nobody was expecting it this soon. Nobody was expecting this date, right?
I was reading last week, so.
Yeah, I kind of thought it'd be last week as well.
We're all on record thinking it was last week.
But Blizzard likes to throw curveballs at us as players. So it happens.
Yep.
All right. So I think it's moving on to our second ad. What do you think?
All right. So today's show is also brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2018. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2018. Now over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. Today we're going to play a clip from the Traveler series. That's the World of Warcraft novels. Let's have a listen.
Aram's eyes could hardly have been open any wider, but his wits had all but fled his body, presumably in search of safer climes. He stumbled back a few steps away from Meeks's last ghastly staring smile. Then another, crashing like a wave through the mostly human pirates besieging Wavestrider. Mostly human. A female troll, 6 feet tall, with long hair, long pointed ears, orange gold skin, and her own small tusks, wore strange undulating armor. She raised twin crossbows and peppered Tom Frakes with a bolt from each. He was slammed back against the half-open door to the officer's cabin. It gave way, and he fell backward through it and out of sight, as if departing the battle to take a little nap in an officer's bunk. Frakes's departure chilled Aram to the bone, but there was little time to dwell on any single gruesome image. All the sights before Aram were quite as grim, but not all quite as unwelcome. Mary Brown ran a brigand through with her cutlass. The two O'Donegal brothers both did the same. The gnome Burnwick swung two short-handled axes, wounding one screaming pirate who doubled over, allowing the gnome to end the noise with a second strike. Then there was Silent Joe. Aramar had known Joe was a worgen, but knowing and seeing were two entirely different things.
And once again, that was World of Warcraft Traveler, written by Greg Weissman, narrated by Ramon de Ocampo. You can find that and over 200,000 titles over at bit.ly/ATABooks2018, and we thank them for sponsoring the show.
Indeed. So our question from last week was, are you looking at changing your main for BFA? Why or why not?
Frasley says, not going to change. Frasley the Warrior has become my identity, and I enjoy the warrior life. As you should. Will Seiler, hey Will, says, probably not. I barely have enough spare hours in the week to keep one up to part. One up to part? How did I have 3 raid-ready tunes and mists? I don't know, man. You were crazy. WikiBH says, no, my main has been and always will be my Torn Hunter. Can't think of any reason I would ever drop him. And Zombie Dan says, not changing. What's that?
I think it means I love.
Yeah, I love being a Beastmaster Hunter so far, and I don't see that changing anytime soon.
Fuglesatin says, my hunter will be the first to be leveled. Just need to decide whether that will be Horde or Alliance first. I'm leaning towards Alliance after playing the beta, though. The Horde Hunter is my very first ever character, though. The Elizabella says, my DK Elizabella will always be my main no matter what. I will never bench her. She still rocks it around the world and her cinder, with her Cinder Kitty and Squeeze on occasion. Zeph says, the change that I'm making is that I'm making each class for Horde and Alliance, which will be leveled, and at that point I'll pick a main. More than likely, the priest will be an alt. And Spectacular Death says, nope, I've played my main since vanilla. I see no reason to change it now. My guild says I don't have alts. I have creatively named Banktunes.
And Silverlist said, well, lost me. Going to ESO, bought BFA, but unlikely to play.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Grumpy Old Man said, I have made my mage since vanilla, and he's part of who I am now. Changing mains would be like cutting off a limb. Fayora32 said, Assassination Rogue all the way. My favorite class and spec. And Gene Bees said, yes, going to go demo lock. Yes, because it feels really fun on the beta. I mained Shadow Priest first half of Legion, got tired of working really hard for not so great results. Then went Frost Mage for the rest. Fun, but they didn't change much for BFA. So, well, congratulations on going for a demo lock, because that's what I'm going with, and that's super exciting.
Now, for those of you not in our Discord, Erlina answered this question, and the answer changed a few times. I think we witnessed Erlina kind of having a crisis of identity throughout the week. So that exchange kind of went like this. My main asterisk for BFA is going to be a High Mountain Tauren Druid. And the asterisk was to note that the main would mean the tune that will earn flying first, or just altogether. Later on in the week, she said, I am considering also working on a Void Elf Priest for BFA. And yet again a little bit later. So, after creating the Void Elf Priest and playing with her for a bit, I am now considering making her my main instead. At that point, she kind of just looked back over her last few posts, and she's questioning whether or not she made her answer a little too complicated.
Definitely popcorn worthy.
Yeah. I look forward to hearing how many more times you change your mind on your main. I feel like she had this problem going into Legion as well. I remember her, she was cleaning up a bunch of alts at that time anyway. She just said she always has this problem. So, life of an alcoholic, eh? Anyway, next week's question is, what is the first thing that you did after logging into the BFA pre-patch? Obviously, we can't answer this question right now, because we're still pre-patch. But we'll answer it next week.
I have an answer.
What? How?
Change my spec to demo.
Okay, yeah. That works. All right. That's
not necessarily what I'm doing, though.
But you said you were doing that multiple times.
I'm going to do it, but it's maybe not the first thing that I'm doing. I'm going to get another Lego.
I thought you were just having an Erlina moment where you were like, do I really want to play demo, or do I want to play Destro, or maybe Affliction this time? No demo, right? No Affliction. Nothing like that.
No. I mean, I started off Legion as demo, and then when I rolled on Dalaran, I went Destro because I wanted to do something different. And then Affliction was better for raiding. So it looked like it was slightly better for raiding. And I kind of really enjoyed that, and I really enjoyed the drain tanky thing. But that's kind of gone. And then seeing demo stuff, it kind of has me back on demo.
Frowsy just asked an interesting question in the chat. He's asking if ATA is going to have a U.S. Alliance community in BFA.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
We'll have a Horde and Alliance one.
Wow, nice.
There you go.
No, it's only fair.
So we can all join the Horde community and watch Medros' progress on his Warlock? Wait.
It's a Void Elf, so it's Alliance.
Okay.
We can all join the Alliance community and watch the progress. You know what? Yeah. Bring your Warlock into the Alliance community. No? No comment? Are you muted?
My Warlock will be in the Alliance community.
All right.
My Alliance characters will be.
Mine too. All five of them. I think I have five. Wow. No. Oh. I have a DK that I long forgot about. I'm going to bring all my Alliance characters into the community.
I'll bring any Alliance character that I played in the past year into the community.
Does it have a limit? I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, I tried joining communities in the beta and tried joining guilds because I wanted to see the updated controls.
Yeah.
And the updated interface. Failed miserably every time I tried. Like, I'd follow the instructions, message this person, or just message anyone in the guild, and they'll invite you. Not a single person invited me. I couldn't even get into a guild that spammed invites. I know they were spamming invites because people were complaining about them spamming invites.
Were they trying to sell an invite? Because that tends to happen in beta or pre-patch or PTR.
For a guild?
I imagine so. I mean, they try to sell like crafting mats for exorbitant prices.
That's because people are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that, a copper bar, 2 million gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's beta.
Well, we'll be beta for much longer. One more month, guys.
I don't know, do they tend to usually keep the beta open after the patch is live?
I mean, I'm just saying, like, the BFA won't be beta in one more month.
Fair enough. Also, I have to say, this whole Tendrils Talk is making me really sad. And this title of the show makes me sad.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Like, I am upset about Tendrils being burned. That was the first place that I zoned into on my warrior, like, all those years ago.
Yeah.
I have very good memories from Teldrassil and from Darkshore. So, having that change come through sucks. But hey, that's just the nature of the game.
We could have just called it Matchsticks or something.
See, but I went for another lug on the fire because it's a big tree.
Oh, true, true, yeah. I like that title.
Not gonna lie, I was struggling to think of a title for this show. And eventually I'm just like, fire quotes or fire phrases. And I was trying to tie fire and war in without going with the obvious flames of war.
Yeah.
And when I failed horribly on that, I just went for fire stuff. And the another log on the fire seemed fitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, your tweets today also really, really did not sit well with me.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I just want a light a candle in remembrance of Teldrassil.
Uh-huh.
Just see the ones I threw away. There was one about pouring one out for Teldrassil, but it probably wouldn't help.
And all right. You're definitely proving why there's definitely worse options.
Call me a worse option?
All right. So yes, we can now say that next week the world will be different somewhat. And we can actually, for those of us don't want to get spoiled, find out for real what happened first. Lord Ron or Tellersil.
Oh, you kept yourself unspoiled that much.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh wow. That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I look forward to your reaction.
My answer to the question of the week, the first thing I'll do, I'm assuming at this point, will be to weep over my lost Ashbringer.
I assume it's...
Yes, but it won't be as good.
Yeah, it was never that good.
It'll be as good as it ever has been.
Set that up so perfectly, I couldn't resist. One of these days, he's going to hit me for this stuff.
Yeah, I know just what I'm going to hit you with, too.
The depowered corpse of Ashbringer?
Yes, yes.
That won't hurt that bad.
I'm sure it'll also have some jagged parts on it.
Sure.
Anyways, I think that we're about done. Just some shout-outs. So I guess first off, our Patreon shout-outs. I think you still get one for guild things, so how about you go first there, Toasty?
I actually don't know who to shout-out anymore. Quick, Chunks, is your guild still a thing?
That's funny.
I don't know the name of their guild anymore.
Isn't it Strike First?
Oh, was that a Strike for First or Hold My Beer or hashtag I Got This? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it is Strike First, but Jumps is typing in the wrong chat.
Way to go, Junks. Strike First on the Dalaran Alliance server. Hit up Junks.
I called it. I'm still in that guild.
Yeah, hit up Junks. The cool bunch of people over there.
All right. So, yeah, I guess check them out. And, of course, always, as we say every month, definitely check out the Daily Frostwolf, which is for our good friend Navimi. And you can find some really cool stuff, some really nice artwork. Definitely recommend checking it out. That's frostwolves.blogspot.com. And, yeah, definitely check out. And we want to thank Navimi and Toasty for their support of the show.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. All right. What's your shout-out for the week, Toasty?
Shout out to TJ Oshi, who is still celebrating that Stanley Cup win like a champ. Oh my god. He did a charity golf tournament this weekend.
Yeah.
And he was still celebrating.
So what you're saying is that he finally let go of the cup?
Yeah. Surprisingly enough. Actually, no. He didn't go with the cup. Oshi didn't have the cup with him, though.
Oh, okay.
No, he's just... During the Stanley Cup parade in Washington, he drank a beer through his jersey. Wow. And he did that again at the golf tournament through a golf shirt.
Okay, then.
And he had one of those beer hats. And was playing with wearing one of those things. Like, the Capitals are still celebrating hard. That's... kind of unreal.
Well, it's their first one.
Yeah. That Stanley Cup hangover will be real. Like, I'm talking 10-game losing streak in the opening, just open the season. Ouch. Well, with the amount that they're celebrating, can you really say that's unexpected? I won't be surprised if opening training camp is, 10 minutes of skating before they call it a day.
I think they should absolutely make it like a hardcore training camp so that they can get rid of all the celebration weight.
Yeah, so bag skate for 2 hours.
Yep.
That sounds terrible. No, don't do that. Anyway, I managed to bring hockey talk into the offseason. Let's think.
Isn't that what they do for buff every
days,
fall?
Toasty?
Hmm?
How many days?
79.
Thank you.
Sorry, did you say 79?
Yeah.
Okay, 1 divided by 2.
Did I update the countdown today? Where's the... Oh, I tweeted a lot today. Jeez. Yeah, 79 days till hockey starts.
Because I thought it was a lot less than that for some reason.
No? Those 80 days yesterday. I just want to point out to you your inevitable rebuttal of that. Like...
I thought it was 63 days, sorry.
Like, even the hockey subreddit is saying 79 days.
Well, I mean, they could be wrong too. More than one person can be wrong about the same information.
I don't know. I read it wrong?
Yeah, I can't believe that ever happens.
Hmm. Yeah, even Metros can't believe that. Yeah.
Yep, totally can't believe it.
So 79 days. All right. Let's move on from me.
How about you, fam?
So, shout out to Toasty for, you know, coming up with this week's show title. And for his huge effort on organizing our show notes and divvying them up, because he's been doing that for a long time. Like, we spit stuff into the notes, but he kind of organizes them and divvies them out to who talks about, like, which topic, or introduces which topic. So kudos for that. I really appreciate it. And also for keeping the countdown to the NHL season, because everybody's looking forward to it.
And if you're not, you should be.
That's right.
My shout out goes to the folks at Niantic for finally throwing a good Pokemon event that didn't have utter failure.
Yay, no failure.
However, no failure also means that we didn't get anything special as a reward, so I guess that's whatever.
Man, talk about a low bar for an event. I just don't want it to fail.
Sad but true, man. It's a bad statement.
Like, I've heard of low bars before, but okay, so this is what we want to... I mentioned this is the way that meeting went down for the event. This is what I want to have happen with this event. Let's not massively screw the pooch this time. And break.
Yep, that's pretty much it.
That's kind of like the Caps in opening day on training camp. Let's not, you know, slip and fall on the ice and smash our face.
I guess we'll see what happens. TJ Oshie out for out for 3 games. Broken nose. That would suck.
I must say, I do like that prediction for 2019 Stanley Cup.
I mean, it's no prediction. It was done in 2015, and our hockey has just been posting that every chance they get. Every chance it's relevant, they post it.
Yeah. We'll see.
It's an old picture. You know that because Ladd's still captain in that picture, and Pavlik is still on the team.
Fair point. Team's changed a little bit since then.
A little bit.
Anything else? Nothing else? Good ones? Good dress? All right, let's do an outro.
All right, so if you'd like to reach us by voicemail, you can call us at 1-785-ATAOL5 or 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to show@allthingsazeroth.com, and if you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. You can find the show over on Twitter at allthingsaz. Medros is at Medros. Fandeath is at Fandeath. I'm at ToastyPostyCan. And you can find the network over at Dawnforge. Join our new Battle.net group at bit.ly/bnetata. And check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including GrimQuest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Hooniverse.
All right, we'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care. Happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of, well, the pre-patch.
Burn.
The world's biggest campfire.
This podcast has been a production of Dawnforge, copyright 2018. Find out more at thedawnforge.com.